thanks to Hickory Point Bank, invested in space-age technology.
Swing and a long fly ball into center field. Get up, baby. Oh, yeah! A home run and the Cardinals win it.
It's time to fly with the Redbirds on the 2019 season. Don't miss all the action on your home for Cardinals baseball. WSOY Decatur 1340 AM at 103.3 FM.
It's a grand slam for Yadier Molina.
The Cardinals are back in action Friday night against Milwaukee. Pre-game at 6:15, first pitch at 7:10.
And the Redbirds pick up the victory.
Don't miss all the action on your home for Cardinals baseball. WSOY. Why Decatur?
President Trump could close border ports of entry this week. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
It certainly isn't a bluff. You can take the president seriously.
Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, citing a surge of illegal immigrants crossing the border recently and being apprehended. The president tweeted last night, Mexico is doing nothing and Democrats are allowing what he called a ridiculous asylum system with major loopholes. Democratic Congressman Tom Suozzi tells Fox the president's bluster won't do anything.
Let's work together, Democrats and Republicans. There are a lot of us who want to do it, to work together to actually address this problem once and for all.
Former Vice President Biden is defending himself after a former Nevada politician he campaigned for says he went too far, kissing her on the back of the head back in 2014. Lucy Flores told CNN State of the Union,
never do I claim that this was, that rises to the level of a sexual assault or anything of that nature. What I am saying is that it's completely inappropriate.
Biden, who might run for president, says he doesn't believe he's ever acted inappropriately with women.
As for Biden's potential competition, nearly every other Democratic candidate has weighed in on the allegation, saying they believe Lucy Flores. And several are also suggesting that Biden will have to answer for this allegation as well as many others if he decides to enter the race.
That's Fox's Garrett Tenney. A Grammy-nominated Grammy-nominated rapper murdered in South Los Angeles. Nipsey Hussle shot outside a clothing store he owns. Police believe it could be gang-related. Hussle was in a gang as a teen, but this man says he had since given back to his community.
He had me bring my daughter up here to talk with her. So she could model for his company. That's how much he cared about me and my family.
Michael Avenatti, the lawyer, is going to be back in court today, this time in California, to face charges of bank and wire fraud. He has also been charged in a case in New York. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Civil rights activist Jesse Jackson is planning a rally today in Chicago to support the Cook County State Attorney, days after charges were dropped against actor Jesse Smollett in Chicago, to the chagrin of the mayor and police, who still believe the actor staged a hate crime attack against himself, though Smollett insists it was not a hoax.
Jackson says it's wrong that Kim Fox has come under fire for dropping all felony charges against embattled Empire actor Jesse Smollett in the racist hoax attack case. Fox did so in exchange for Smollett forfeiting the $10,000 bond he posted and community service that happened to be at the Rainbow Push Coalition, Jackson's organization. Chicago's Fraternal Order of Police planned to protest outside Fox's office Monday over the dismissal of the charges. Jackson calls the criticism of Fox unreasonable, unjustified, and politically motivated. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could start the week with big gains. Dow futures up nearly 200 points, and markets have also been rising overseas. Now sports. Top-ranked Duke dunked.
Gets it to Winston. Winston runs to the other end. Winston dribbling around with 1 second, and that's it. Winston avoids the foul, and Winston sends Michigan State soaring to the Final Four.
Michigan State edged Duke 68-67 on Westwood One NCAA Radio. Auburn also advanced to the Final Four of the NCAA tournament, knocking off Kentucky in overtime 77-71, joining Texas Tech and Virginia in the Final Four. In the NBA, the defending champion Warriors back alone on top of the Western Conference after Golden State blew out Charlotte by 47 points. Denver lost to Washington. Milwaukee beaten by Atlanta in overtime. On the NASCAR track, Denny Hamlin won the race in Texas. In Major League Baseball, Trey Turner hit a walk-off homer in the bottom of the ninth, his second of the game as the Nationals beat the New York Mets 6-5. Christian Yelich homered for the fourth game in a row. Milwaukee beat St. Louis. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday, April 1st edition of Byers & Company. We're live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur. We have a number of guests lined up here today. We've got our endorsements ahead of tomorrow's election. Action-packed company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here ready to rock and roll on a Monday morning. What is going on up the street?
Tragedy. Speakeasy Records and the River Coffee.
Yeah.
Total loss fire.
Okay, well, hang on a second. I mean, you're talking about a couple of blocks north of us here. There are a number of...
That's on North... Is that North Street?
Is this North Street? I don't know. You'd have to explain. This is water. We're at 250.
North Water.
Water.
North Water.
As you pass El Dorado, that block after El Dorado, right?
Yes. Whenever I... This morning, I think it was about 4-ish, they had 51 blocked off there. I mean, like, we couldn't even get through... That intersection, even just going on 51 north over the overpass, and it looked like they had ladder trucks out, you know, number of police blocking.
So even the overpass was blocked.
Yes, they had that whole 51. They eventually opened that up, and now they just have that area of North Water.
Okay, so there's a fire that is still going on. I mean, there's a number of lights and vehicles just visible from our vantage point.
I think they're
right
just trying to control it at this point.
So any idea at all?
I don't know the cause. Understanding it started at the River Coffee shop, but I don't know what the reason was. But it looks like 3-alarm fire was the information I got. So I don't know. I did, you know, speak briefly with the owner saying it was a total loss.
Spoke to him or had a...
Through a text conversation.
Okay. That's a sad, obviously, for anyone to wake up on a Monday morning and see their business and their dreams up in flames.
I don't know on the, former United Way office, I believe, is that the Child Advocacy Office?
Yes. United Way was there for a number of years before moving to their new location.
I do not know if they've been affected.
That block
Block, yeah. Okay. So I don't know the other, you know, any other buildings in that general area yet, so...
Okay, well, certainly a horrible way to start a Monday or any day of the week, for that matter. And our thoughts with those involved. No injuries or anything, though, right?
Not that I'm aware of.
I'm assuming like on an overnight Sunday that would be a vacant place as far as people are concerned. Well, good morning and welcome. It is April Fool's Day. Does that mean anything to anyone anymore? Or is that just gone with like sort of the pinching you for not wearing green of the St. Patrick's Day?
I think so.
Has it just sort of dried up and gone away?
Yeah. You know, I mean, it used to, my dad always tried to play some pranks on me.
Really?
Whenever I was a kid, but eventually he stopped doing that too, I think, because I'd expect it.
Or you just go, gross.
Yeah.
You know, or something.
Like a dad joke.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of teenage female sort of response. It's like, don't Joe Biden me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good morning and welcome. We got a lot to get to here today on this April 1st. Tomorrow is the election. And it is amazing to me. I was looking at what Josh Tanner sent out yesterday. What are there? A little over 1,000 people that have
In grace period?
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you look at that, what does that say to you? As of Friday evening at 6 p.m., 1,183 early and grace period voters. They were, of course, open Saturday from 9 to 12. They'll be open Monday from 8:30 to 6. Would like to remind voters who requested a vote by mail ballot that they must be postmarked no later than Election Day and must be received within 14 days following Election Day. Election night results will be posted on the website. As they receive them in the county clerk's office, it will take election judges, at least 30 minutes to close their polling place on election day. After the polling place is closed, they will need to bring their equipment back to the county building and check in before we can upload their results. In a consolidated election, 8 p.m. is a normal time for us to begin uploading results to the websites. So it'll be interesting to see. Not a lot of votes will be cast tomorrow as compared to sort of a congressional race, presidential race, all of that. But there will be around 8 p.m., I think, is when the numbers will start to roll. One of the things we haven't even talked about as a team.
No.
And is there a reason for that, content director?
Wait a minute.
Whoa,
content director, and there's a, you know, a news director. No.
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 I'm sorry, what?
No.
No. What are you saying no to? Oh,
there's content, and then there's news.
So we've spent the better part of 3 weeks talking about this and only this, and we're not going to cover election night?
I think we will, but I'm not sure we're going to be doing that on air.
No, 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 no,
no,
no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no
we're going to have to announce results.
Yes, we will have to announce results, of course.
Because we have your council, your school board, your park commissioners, Richland trustees, and then all the various surrounding areas and their elections. It's a very, very, very important day. And a lot will be decided. I'll get to my endorsements a little bit later in the program. We also have Natalie Beck and Danny Kraft from the Community Foundation a little later today. Beth Creighton and cast members of the musical Hair will be with us. It was a busy weekend. That much is for sure. You can check out all the coverage at Nauticator.com or the Nauticator Facebook page. You were out Friday night at the Rotten Easter Egg Hunt. Rotten Easter Egg Hunt.
Yes, with the Decatur Park District.
That was at Hickory Point Golf Course?
It was.
Okay, tell me what was going on there at the Rotten Easter Egg Hunt. That's like an Easter party for grown-ups.
It's a grown-up, yes. It's a grown-up Easter Egg Hunt. Okay. So at the banquet facility there, it was packed. They had, I mean, everywhere from the grill to the banquet area was all opened. And, I mean, every single table was taken. They had pizza and snacks and booze and all kinds of fun stuff. And so everybody would get something to eat. And then they started at dusk. Whenever it started to get dark, they had flashlights and dressed warm, and then they would go out and do these hunt for Easter eggs.
In the rain?
In the rain. And they were prepared. Yeah. They were plenty prepared. And in the eggs had numbers with a chance to win prizes.
I got you.
Yeah.
I saw like a big Jenga game.
They had a big Jenga game. They had like a giant, what was that game we played at the WSOYMCA Challenge where you have the discs and you got Connect Four?
Connect Four?
Yes, they had a giant Connect Four. They had kind of like a beer pong,
uh-huh.
But it was with like plastic eggs.
Okay.
Which, you know.
Do those bounce?
They did, okay. But they like wobble, you know, because they're
weeble shaped.
Yeah. Yes. So that was an interesting thing. They also had bags and everything else. So it was just like a grown-up night out to go Easter egg hunting.
Well, very cool.
Yeah.
Well, there are a number of stories, videos, and photo galleries from over the weekend. There was also the Alabama Ballet, who was in town to do the big Sleeping Beauty performance.
Yes.
Over the weekend. And I know our very own Rachel Devereaux had a behind-the-scenes look at just the preparation going into that. I think that's kind of fun because you can go see the performance, but it's sort of fun to see like what happens behind the
scenes.
What
goes into it, yeah. I mean, they've been rehearsing
a lot of work
for months on Sundays, the community cast, and you know, and then the Alabama Ballet came in. They did, you know, Rachel went out and covered the dress rehearsal.
Okay, so you get a chance to sort of see what the work that goes into all of that. There was also, in the photo gallery section, I was just looking at some of the pictures here this morning as people were responding to them. There was, also, the run in Fairview Park.
Do you need a name?
Just leave me hanging. That's better.
I wasn't sure if
do you need a name, Brian? I will say with a very long pregnant pause behind it.
Penguin. Penguin in the Park.
5K.
Yes.
Penguin in the Park 5K over the weekend as well. And photo galleries and podcasts and videos and all of that available at nowdecatur.com and the Nowdecatur Facebook page, Twitter, all of our social media as well. So there you have it. It was a big action-packed weekend with a lot of fun to be had by all. And then we did sort of replay all of our podcasts, is that right, of our interviews for the political interviews?
Yes, all of our political interviews.
We scheduled that over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. So that people had a chance to you know, get educated.
Absolutely. Are you expecting a good turnout, a medium turnout, a poor turnout? What are you expecting
I'm
tomorrow?
I'm expecting
the
it.
The early voting, by the way, that has fluctuated over the years. I mean, 1,183 or whatever it was through Friday, and then they were, of course, open on Saturday.
And, you know, this is the way I look at it. Okay, so how many people are on the ballot for Macon County? We're not talking about just Decatur. Macon County.
Yes.
You know, for the consolidated election. You take all of those, and then their family members. Because they always vote. I mean, why do they need to wait till voting day? They know who they're voting for.
Oh, you think they vote early, you mean?
Oh, yeah.
You think that the early voting is a built-in sort of audience for candidates?
I think a lot of them do. Because
okay,
on election day, there's things they want to be doing, and that would take away their time. So might as well. They know they're voting for themselves.
I don't know. That seems like a lot of speculation. I don't know that I could buy into that, but I don't know what empirical data is there for me to grab onto.
I just don't think the number of early voting and grace period is all that high for Macon County.
All right. No, it's not all that high. I'm asking, what do you think the voter turnout is going to be?
Also pretty weak.
Pretty low?
Mm-hmm.
Percentage-wise?
Yeah. For a consolidated election, generally, I mean, historically, it's never been great anyway.
No. Not as high as usually the fall election.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll get into endorsements and so much more as we run through the list. It was a busy, busy, busy weekend. All of the activity available at Nauticator.com and the Nauticator social media. And I was so happy last night. Can I tell you how happy I was when Billions started on Showtime, one of my all-time favorite shows, and they used the music Atlantic City by The Boss, Bruce Springsteen. I love that song. It's off the Nebraska album, which you absolutely despise, the entire album. I don't know if you've ever even listened to it, but it is an amazing piece of work, and I love Atlantic City. They blew up the Chicken Man in Philly last night. That's the opening line from Atlantic City, the song by Bruce Springsteen.
It was a perfect song for the plot.
It plays a whole sort of portion of the show in the plot last night. Isn't that a great song?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. You hate Nebraska. Why are you just going, eh?
It's a good song.
It's a great song.
And you know what? I'm not the arbiter of the best, because I mean a lot of people love that album, so I'm not going to say it's horrible, because I could be wrong about this, but in my humble opinion.
Okay, have you ever listened to the album?
Yes.
Okay.
And it is like so depressing.
Okay.
Oh my.
Some of the best art is.
Gosh, it is just like, ugh, I want to just crawl into a hole.
Okay, there's a lot of art that's that way.
It's yeah.
Wait, Romeo and Juliet ends that way. I mean, that's part of art.
I get it. It's just, I don't want to listen to that. It is just really so depressing.
I mean that opening line. Well, they blew up the Chicken Man in Philly last night.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, how many songs start with the word well?
I'm sorry, but that doesn't make it any better. It's just everything on Nebraska is depressing. Depressing. I mean, I don't know why. I don't want to sit there and just cry.
Well, now everything dies, baby. That's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. That's a great song. And it was the focal point of last night's episode of Billions on Showtime. How good is that show getting, by the way?
Oh, my gosh.
Ramping up this just awesome sort of head-on collision that's going to happen between Taylor and Bobby Axelrod. And I have some thoughts about that a little bit later in the program as well. All right. Today at 11 o'clock in Central Park, there is a press conference that has been called by the Decatur Celebration. And there will be an announcement made, and I am told that that is good news. We will be talking about that throughout the rest of the day on Soy City Buzz tonight, and then tomorrow morning on Byers & Company. Look forward to that. A little later today, another huge announcement coming, and we'll have some appropriate guest on to be talking about that. Great news for the community and a couple of organizations in this community. We also have a little bit later today, Hair. Are you a fan of Hair, the musical?
Actually, I love it. Yes.
What is it? Let the Sun Shine? I was trying to think of the soundtrack for Hair. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. Because
they did a movie, right?
They did.
Do you remember the movie?
I did. I do. In fact, I think that was actually my first experience with it, was seeing the movie. And then I had a chance to see kind of an off-Broadway performance.
Where did you see that?
With my, I think it was in St. Louis. Like, is it the Fox?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's an unbelievable theater.
Mm-hmm.
You saw Hair there?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I loved it. I thought it was great.
And that, yeah. I'm not anti-hippie. Just not my thing.
Okay, Nebraska.
No. Okay.
Just saying.
Yeah. I will stand on a pedestal and take that any day of
saying,
the week. You're right.
His own.
Hair or Nebraska, I'll take Nebraska any day of the week.
And I would absolutely take Hair over Nebraska.
Well, by the way, who sold out? I mean, who went and did like a series of shows and then just sort of spent 3 years on Broadway, like $1,000 ticket?
Thank you very much.
You can go have your fight against conscription in the Vietnam War.
It's not Bruce Springsteen I have a problem with. It's Nebraska.
That's particularly. You're not. I would say.
Oh, there's a lot of Bruce Springsteen. I love The Boss. Don't get me wrong.
No.
I just can't do Nebraska.
Hang on a second. You don't love The Boss. You are lukewarm at best for Springsteen. I know this. I mean, we listen to music. You're not a Springsteen person.
I give him a snuggle. Let's put it that way.
That's a far cry from I love the boss.
Okay, I'd give him a snuggle, but that's it.
Okay.
And part of it's because of Nebraska.
Well, you don't... Okay, whatever.
Back to hair.
yes, I don't really... I don't know. It wasn't my favorite. Was it Aquarius?
Age of Aquarius?
No, Aquarius.
Aquarius.
Yeah, that's one of the big songs there. I don't know. Maybe can you play that coming back on the other side of the bridge?
Sure.
Maybe I'll get into it. I haven't really thought about hair for a very, very, very long time. But they're doing it. And we'll have some guests in, Beth Creighton and some cast members of Hair in the studios with us a little bit later in the show. Do you think that's the great thing about being an artist? Like, let's just say you're a music major at Milliken and you're in a show. You don't necessarily have to love the show to do it. That's your job.
Huh? Yeah.
Is that harder to do, do you think?
No. And in fact, you end up kind of, even if it's a performance, you know, like a play or something you're not even wild about, you start to actually enjoy it. Mm-hmm. You start to enjoy the music and, you know, the plot and everything else, just working on it so long.
Hmm. Okay.
What's
I'm
wrong?
Intrigued. No, I'm just sort of, I can't do a hippie.
Okay.
Can you?
I think it's got its place. You know, they're doing a number of things in preparation for this show, like the hippie museum or hippie memorial that we went to.
Oh, down in Arthur?
Yeah.
Is it Arthur?
Arthur or Arcola?
Maybe it's Arcola.
Yeah. I mean, just the weirdest place to see that. Home of Raggedy Ann and Andy and all these quaint names,
like
quaint
the
place,
hippie.
And they got the hippie memorial right
I
in the
like
of
the
it.
Hippie memorial aesthetically. Just not the hippies. All right, we got to take a break. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast. It's a beaut. It really, really is.
There we go. Today we've got mostly sunny skies, highs near 50 degrees. Then for tonight, clear and lows around 34. For your Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs near 57 degrees. And Wednesday, we've got partly sunny skies, highs near 61. Currently in downtown Decatur, it is 28 degrees.
Hi, I'm Tom Brinkotter, and I sell homes for a living. You might say, I sell Decatur for a living. And what a difference a few years has made. Decatur is in a renaissance. Just look at downtown. It's a business community reborn. Restaurants and shops are thriving, and that helps to increase property values in the city as a whole.
But neighborhood revitalization is more than just tearing down homes. It's about building up our community as a whole. This is Reverend Courtney Carson. I'm proud of the work we're doing to make Decatur a better place for all of our people. Partnering with Mayor Julie Moore Wolf, we're getting the job done. I hope you'll vote for her on April 2nd.
I know I will. Decatur is moving in the right direction. We need to keep the progress going. Join Reverend Carson and I and vote to reelect Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
We most certainly thank God for Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. Decatur family, stay blessed and productive, and let's get out and vote April 2nd for our Mayor Julie Moore Wolf.
This message paid for by Friends of Julie Moore Wolf.
If you don't have the Now Decatur app yet, go ahead and download it for free right now. You can enjoy the latest Byers & Company podcast, brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hourly podcasts are available on demand.
I am giving you some control.
In addition, you'll find digital exclusives only available via the podcast, brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today so you can get the latest Byers & Company podcast whenever you want it.
Want to be your own boss? ADM Trucking is now hiring local and over-the-road owner-operators. We are paying $1.15 per mile plus fuel surcharge. Come join our team of professional drivers. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age, and have tank endorsement. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 217-424-5686. That's 217-424-5686. Or visit adm.com/careers.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Guide the planets, and love will steer the stars. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
You know, this made its debut off-Broadway. A year after I was born, October 17th of 1967. Okay?
Okay.
How does it translate today, do you think?
This song, the only thing I ever think of is the ending of 40-Year-Old Virgin with Steve Carell.
I never saw that movie.
It's a great scene.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. Now, the play was known, obviously, for its profanity, its depiction of illegal drugs, sexuality. There was an irreverence for the American flag. And there's a nude scene that was a big deal back then. But it was a big deal 52 years ago. Is that still controversial today? I mean, I think we're past that, right?
I don't know. Remember when Harry Potter...
You cut it off. I was wanting to hear a little bit
more.
Oh, you did? No, we're running out of time. We got to go to the stories and news. Do you remember what?
The kid that played Harry Potter was in a play, and he was nude, and people lost their minds about
it. They did?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think it's just because it was Harry Potter?
Harry Potter.
All right. We've got to take a break for stories and news. We've got a lot to get to here today, including endorsements for school board, council, park board, and so much more. It's next.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Best One of Central Illinois, where the best costs less. A Central Illinois lawmaker is pushing for tougher penalties for Scott's Law violators. Springfield Representative Tim Butler says Illinois law needs to come down harder on drivers who don't move over when they see a vehicle on the side of the road. In just the first 3 months of 2019, 15 state police troopers have been struck by motorists ignoring the law. Two have died from their injuries. Friday night, folks pack the Hickory Point Golf Club for Decatur Park District's Rotten Easter Egg Hunt. Check out the photo gallery at nowdecatur.com. The adults-only event featured a nighttime Easter egg hunt where participants had a chance to win awesome prizes. Tonight, the Decatur City Council will decide which options the city will pursue for the public library parking lot. Three options are being considered. One that costs about $400,000 and would last 7 years. One that costs about $900,000 and would last for 30 years. And one with a $1.3 million price tag that would feature green space and other aesthetic amenities to tie in with the city's downtown streetscape project. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter writes, Homeland Security has been playing so nice, but not for long. He said he might close the southern border to punish Mexico for not stopping illegal immigration.
The president is also cutting aid to key Central American nations to prompt them to curb illegal immigration. Meanwhile, Mexican leaders say they aren't going to be intimidated by threats from Washington on the flow of migrants.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. A Vietnamese woman charged in the poisoning death of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's half-brother Kim Jong-nam in Malaysia pleads guilty to a lesser charge and could be let go next month. Vietnam's ambassador to Malaysia says,
I am very happy that our citizen Doan Thi Hương will be released very soon.
Another woman had charges dropped last month. They say they thought they were taking part in a prank for a reality TV show, smearing what turned out to be a deadly nerve agent on Kim's face at an airport. This is Fox News.
Get ready, Decatur. Court Supports, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
It's not poor old Decatur. Decatur has the highest hourly wages in the region. Higher than Bloomington Normal, Champaign Urbana, Springfield, and Peoria. Cha-ching! Limitless Decatur. Know it! Boss not buying you got stuck by a train again? Listen, Chief, there's over 8,000 rail cars a day rolling through Decatur. That's big business, baby! Woo-hoo! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
Taking a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast. Sunny skies today, highs near 50 degrees. Tonight, clear and lows around 34. For your Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs near 57. And Wednesday, sunshine, highs near 61 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 28 degrees.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
See, this would have been at the same time the hippies were doing their thing. And so you just jumped right out of hair, right?
And this makes me think of you.
Okay, well, I would have been much more Tom Jones, yes, for sure. So you do have a CD player after, like, having all of this panic behind the scenes.
I didn't expect it to look like that. We've always had this gigantic old CD player.
Right.
And then I stopped using it because it was too many problems with it. And then they put a new one in here.
Okay.
And it's like tiny.
Yeah. But it's there.
I'm freaking out thinking, yes, because we're having some problems.
You're like, oh, my God. Yeah. Turns
there
out.
It is.
No. Okay. Well, good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Monday. It is April Fool's Day, but we're not celebrating that because I'm not sure that anyone does. Is there... Do you think people still get up this morning and plan out elaborate pranks and
probably my grandpa, maybe. Like, he'll do something with my grandma, like put a fuzzy spider on the counter because that's something he would do. But no, I don't think so.
A fuzzy spider.
Yeah, something like that. That just sounds like something he'd do, and he'd crack himself up about it.
Fake snake.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And this is the thing, is my grandma will like just pretend to be scared. Cause
that's what they do, because they've lived together for like 100
uh-huh.
years.
Oh, Ralph.
I totally get it. Yeah, I don't think it's something that actually happens much anymore. We were talking about this on St. Patrick's Day, right? We celebrated, we were down at the parade, and I think St. Patrick's Day was actually on a Sunday, so you wouldn't have been in the workplace. But there was a time, in a very Joe Biden way, where people would pinch people for not wearing green. Like, physically get in your space and pinch.
I remember that in grade school.
Like,
in
grades, kids or adults?
Kids and adults.
Yeah.
I mean, it was never a painful pinch if it was from, like, your teacher, but it was always kind of like, you're not wearing green, you know?
Right. And
that's
and
it.
Would that be, how would that play today, is my question.
First of all, if a teacher did it, people would lose their minds.
Yes.
Probably lose their job. If kids did it, it would be, you know, it would expulsions and everything else. It'd be stupid.
Okay, I got to ask you the smelling of the hair thing, because this is just something that I can't sort of relate to at all. I'm watching this whole Joe Biden thing unfold over the weekend.
Yeah.
And you knew this was going to happen, right?
Yes.
Because he's leading in all of the polls, although he's not even in the race. And I don't believe for a second that the political candidate that is or the person from Nevada, the politician who's making these accusations, I believe she could have been horribly uncomfortable at the time. I don't.
And she has said by no way is she at all claiming this was somehow.
No. But it's still weaponized. She's doing this now for a reason.
Yeah.
Right. She didn't say on the stage that night, get away from me, you creep. She didn't say afterwards, boy, that was icky. She waited until all of these other people were in a primary race and Joe Biden was. I'm sorry. I'm completely cynical about this stuff at this point.
I don't
like this.
I agree.
It's just weaponized.
Mm-hmm.
This is literally because somebody knows somebody attached to somebody else's campaign as the rest of these pounce on this. This has been. Now, does that make it wrong or right? No, I'm just saying I don't believe for a minute that she's doing this for any other reason than to try to hurt him politically.
I agree.
That doesn't mean she wasn't creeped out by it.
She might have been creeped out, but she didn't. It wasn't so creeped
but
out.
But what happened to just being creeped out?
We're not allowed to be uncomfortable anymore, Brian.
No, I know. And this
in
is
any
the thing.
Circumstances.
I was talking about the hippies. I'm going to pull this full circle for you, and then I'll start my endorsement process this morning. And when I say endorsement, just meaning these are the people that I have talked to and interviewed as they come through the doors, not only just up into this election cycle, but throughout the years. And I'll give you an idea of who I think should be elected, reelected, and who I think should lead our community. My opinion and my opinion only. Last night, there's a major plot point of Billions is that there's a character named Taylor. And she had been I can't do that. A thousand years of England. I mean, what are we supposed to do with this? She had been a ally and friend of Bobby Axelrod's. Now she's the enemy.
She was kind of the protege. And
she was?
She learned under him.
She?
Yeah, I know. I understand what you're saying, the character, yes. Learned under
him. It is a television show. But she is, they is what? Descriptor.
Bigendered, binary.
What?
Does not identify as male or female.
Okay.
That is that not only the character, but the actor themselves.
Okay, fine. And last night,
Their dad.
Their dad showed up, who, by the way, is a great actor and impressionist and does the meanest James Kirk you've ever heard in your entire life. And was part of the Usual Suspects
yes.
lineup. right? What's his name? Kevin.
You got it with Kevin. Well done.
Well, thank you. I pulled half of it. So there's a rift between them, literally about, he's a math genius, and Kevin Pollak?
That's it, Kevin Pollak.
Anyway, so they's highly offended that dad won't use the right verbiage or whatever, and this is the age-old fight of teens and parents and whatever. But I think we've come to a point. Did you read Peggy Noonan's column on Friday?
I did.
God, I love her.
She is fantastic. As soon as I see Noonan, I'm going to read it.
It is amazing to me. She writes about the political divide being literally worse than it's ever been. And how it's not enough anymore just to believe what you believe. You just got to stick it in everybody's face. And then they've got to believe it too. And I think we've gotten to this point. I'm sorry. I will respect anybody's right to be whatever they want to be. I'm not a closed-minded person at all. I mean, you want to identify, live as, be who you are. I will fight to the death for your right to do that. But the idea that everybody else has to stop everything they know about life and not only accept but embrace the change in language, the change in pronouns, the change in because you say so, I think is ridiculous. Am I wrong?
I think the expectation that everyone has to follow along is not realistic. You're living in a fairy tale. I find it's almost rude in a way. Now, I mean, myself, if I encounter someone that wants to be used, wants to be referred to as a particular pronoun, I'm going to do my best to do that.
What difference does it make what pronoun is used? I mean, how are we doing the census? How do you fill out a job application? Mm-hmm. How do you live in the world?
Yeah. And how are people supposed to externally know this? I mean, you go to a coffee shop and you order. I mean, like, is that person supposed to know that you're, identify as binary?
What does binary even mean?
You don't identify as a particular gender.
All right. Can you break down all the lingo for me?
Because I really can't. I don't know what they all mean, honestly. I really don't. But I mean, I try. I'm very open-minded about these things.
But binary to me is math.
Yes. When I initially heard that, I thought, binary code. Okay, that's interesting.
That's a two-numeral system, right? I mean,
yeah,
that's
zeros and ones. And ones.
So when you get into gender binary, I'm not, by the way, and I want to get this straight because people will twist this that like they always do. I'm not suggesting you live however you want to live. I am very much live and let live. But you can't expect everybody to be, up to your speed on all of the language and the pronouns. You just can't.
I think Kevin Pollak's character put it well.
Yeah.
That he doesn't think all this woke stuff is, crazy. It's just he's slow to learn.
But then he's slow to learn. Why?
It's just hard for him to, this was his daughter for years.
Right.
And now he's just supposed to say, oh, you're not my little girl anymore?
No, but to her, that's a great offense. And this is once again a fictional character. But this is what we do in life, right? This is where we are. And I think there's going to be not a backlash against people in general. I just think people are tired of having everything crammed down their throat. And every generation, can I start with this is my problem with the hippies. You go back to the Great Depression. You go back to even further. I guess you could go back to the beginning, the Revolution, the Civil War. You go back to the Greatest Generation. Now, maybe they weren't fantastic at expressing their feelings. Maybe they didn't communicate enough. But they went to war. They came back. They didn't complain. They probably externalized a lot of things. There was probably a lot of mental illness and addiction and all kinds of things around that. But they just sort of worked and did their thing, right? And then we got to the 60s. This is why I think I have a problem with hippies. Don't you sort of think this is the epicenter of when all of this started?
Probably.
People putting daisies in rifle barrels and dancing in a field, not showering and thinking they had the answer to everything. Make love, not war. Okay, well, that's great, except you got to drive your car to get to the place to make love, not war, and who's going to make sure the fuel's okay? I mean, there was no realistic sort of sense about these people at all. Hyde Ashbury, go to wherever the movement is. They didn't have a first clue. Well, we'll just live in a commune. Not shave. Literally anywhere. But that was the thing, right? And then that baby boomer generation that was out there, get high, right? Make love, not war. They begat the next generation, which begat the next generation. And then how many iterations later, I mean, are we to the point where it's just silly? It's just, and it's a temper tantrum way of living life. Of I demand to identify this way, and I demand that you, ma'am or sir or they, do the same. And you must acknowledge that this is now a thing. I don't care how many thousands of years you've used these pronouns. We now insist that it's different.
And it's not that we've run out of problems. We still have problems.
So the same problems we've always had.
Always. It's just nobody wants to deal with those. So we're creating new ones that affect our feelings.
And it's not just how you identify as a pronoun. It's college campuses across the United States of America, right? Is there a more ridiculous place now?
It scares me, the thought of, you know, little man in college. Just he already very I'm finding impression. He's impressionable about things and what teachers think and things like that.
He's 15.
He's 15 because that's what they do. And you send him to college with this.
No, but it's just the uptight lack of freedom of speech, lack of freedom of thought. I mean, when did we get to this point? It's almost like unrecognizable to me. So then we get to Joe Biden. I think the hair smelling thing is weird. I can't imagine meeting someone and going, oh my God, let me bury my nose in your hair. That's a weird thing.
It's a weird thing. When I had long hair, it would happen sometimes.
What is up with that?
I don't know.
Okay, but now let me ask you this, and am I going to go way off the reservation? A little bit. Why can't that be his thing? If everybody else has a thing, and not only is it a thing, it's a protected thing, and I have to buy it, and you have to buy it, and we have to use the right pronoun, why can't that be his thing?
It could if he was smelling his own hair.
Okay, but fair.
It always made me feel a little ugh. But I
would imagine it would.
But here's the thing. I never was like, get away from me, or that person, really, I feel uncomfortable in their presence. Or no.
Okay. Okay, first of all, that's your immediate reaction you're talking about.
Yeah.
Would you then hold it to your vest and then wait until he runs for office and then come out with a big press?
No.
That's what we're doing today.
Yeah. It's clearly weaponized. Clearly. Because she even says, in no way do I think this was a... Well, then why are you bringing it up?
Because you want to do damage to his political career.
Yep.
Because you want one of these other more progressive candidates to be in this. Dad, is this over for him now before it starts? I don't think it is.
I don't think it is. I really don't. I think he will weather this one no problem.
I really
truly do, because I think...
There's videos and photos out there of him doing a lot of this.
Yeah. Everybody knows this guy.
Okay, that doesn't mean it's not creepy.
Yeah. And I don't think it's like he's going to go to the prime minister's wife and do this.
Yeah.
I mean, I just feel like, okay.
Oh, I do. I do.
I don't. I really think there are Democrats that desperately, they know they need Joe Biden.
Okay, but that's the middle of America Democrats.
Yes.
And they're not really running the party at this point.
God, no. No, they're not. They have lost control of the ship, if they ever had it to begin with.
All right. I get a little frustrated with this generation today, and I really do believe they are the temper tantrum generation. That being woke in America in 2019 has turned into this just sort of obnoxious behavior that... You have the right to do whatever you want to do, but what you don't have the right is to force everybody else to think like you. And there seems to be this thing where that is it. It's not enough. that in this country I have the right to be whatever I want to be, call myself whatever I want to call myself, live my life the way I want to live. I now am going to force you to agree. That seems ridiculous. And that we've watered this down to absolute idiotic behavior. And we reward it, and we recognize it, and we just keep on keeping on. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
Get ready, Decatur. Corks and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
It's the 17th Macon County CASA Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle CASA and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCASA.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 CASA Playhouse Raffle.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome. 7:40, right after Mark Topper, we'll get into our endorsements. Spent a lot of time with most of these candidates that are running, some for 10, 15, 20 years. And we'll give you our thoughts on school board, park district, city of Decatur, city council, the mayoral race, Richland trustees, and more. I don't want you to take the wrong impression about what I was just talking about with the other stuff. I don't care how people want to live their lives. I really don't. There's no judgment at me from me at all. Do you think that's a fair statement?
Yeah. Oh, knowing you, yes, there's no judgment at all. You, in fact, you protect that. Just you do whatever you want to do.
I just don't know why that's not enough for people, but now it's a demand that I have to.
I think it's reasonable to want to be referred to a certain way. I think demanding or expecting everyone to know that and adhere to it is
all right.
Another.
So should I be then greatly offended? My name is misspelled all the time.
All the time.
Is that not an affront to my identity? This is the same thing. Using a pronoun, misspelling a word. I mean, are we not talking about literally the same thing?
I'm not sure I'd put it in the same category.
Why?
But I would probably.
It's refusing to have the respect to spell my name correctly. This is my name.
I see what you're saying. Because how are you, the person misspelling your name is not aware they're misspelling your name.
Sometimes they'll do it even I've sent them an email and it has my name actually in it and they still spell it the wrong way.
Yes,
happens all the time.
I get that a lot.
Or people call me Brain. Like they'll.
In a text.
Or in an email, they'll mix up the A and the I and the I and the A. So. Now imagine if I spent my life being outraged by that. And that's all it is a mistake. You and I try to refer to this fictional character, and we can't help but saying she because it is actually a person who was born female.
Yes, and it is hard. It is, I mean, because that's just, because my mind says one thing.
And anatomy and science says the exact same thing.
I know.
As your mind. Until somebody decided no. And that's what they did.
Yes.
Is just decide no.
And again, I respect your decision to do that.
That's but how fine. Do you change?
If you want to be referred to as another pronoun, I get it. And I'm going to do my best.
Yes.
But the expectation that everyone should know that or should adhere to it is just going too far. Because
and just turn off a switch that's thousands of years old.
Turn off the switch.
Yeah.
Maybe someday. I don't know.
Now, if you want to tell me that somebody won't rent to you because of this or you're being treated in a way that then I am the first one to line up to fight your fight for you.
Absolutely.
But the political correct nonsense and the verbiage, it seems to me like this generation in particular that they worry about the silliest of things.
Well, you know,
and not the really important things.
True. And I think about the people, transgender people, for instance, that wanted to be referred to as the opposite sex. That took a long time.
But we've made vast.
And now, if you meet someone who says, well, identify as male or female, you have no problem saying he.
Yes.
We've gotten to that point.
But now we're talking about a made-up thing.
Yes, this thing, they're like expecting this to happen now.
Right.
We want this now.
And I don't mean that the way they feel is made up.
No.
I mean, it's we don't have a third type of anatomic. I mean, the science does. What's the science for a third type of person?
It's more of a mental. I do not want anybody to take this the wrong
way.
I'm saying
conversation
mental,
is hard.
No, but it's in the brain rather than it is the sexual anatomy.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it is not just as simple as using the word they.
No.
Because there's several subparts of all of that.
There are, yes.
What are some of those?
I couldn't even tell you. I just try to keep it. You tell me how you want to be referred, and I will do my best.
Yes. I feel like this generation, that's not enough. Because intent doesn't really matter to them. And I think it is in this generation, maybe more so than any of the previous, and I didn't think that was possible, that it's just tantrum time. And I'm growing weary of it. And if the Democrats want to beat Donald Trump, and if that is your true goal in 2020, keep listening to these folks because you will never, ever, ever see the White House again. We've got to take a break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today, sunny and highs near 50 degrees. Tonight, clear and lows around 34. For your Tuesday, sunny, highs near 57. Wednesday, partly sunny, highs near 61. It is 28 currently in downtown Decatur.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services, food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science. Innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, the very first day of April, it looks like a pretty good 3 days, according to that forecast Lindsay just gave you. I'm excited. 60s sound fantastic. All right, I'm going to wrap up this conversation. We're going to get into an interview at the top of the hour, then we'll get into our endorsements. I do not care how people want to live their lives. I really don't. Truly, whatever makes you happy. I think kids today, particularly on college campuses across this country, across the world, you got to quit with your demands. You're stupid kids, which isn't any different than any other generation. It's just your entitlement is irritating the hell out of everyone else. Take it back a notch. Take a deep breath. Live a little life. Grow up and then talk to us. We'll take a break for the news. Back with more after this.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Best One of Central Illinois, where the best costs less. Governor J.B. Pritzker is reminding low-income taxpayers to see if they're eligible for the Earned Income Tax Credit. It's recommended that workers earning $54,000 or less familiarize themselves with the EITC. Illinois Department of Revenue spokesperson Terry Hortzman says people often miss out on the credit. Taxpayers have to meet certain income and residency qualifications and have to file a tax return, even if they don't owe